feds seize material from Trump attorney.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt.
President Wei's response to Syria attack.
It will be met, and it will be met forcefully.
Facebook CEO goes before Congress.
He'll keep his cool, answer the questions, and be at least somewhat contrite.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Two morning tweets back up what President Trump said late yesterday, just after word broke that federal agents raided the office and home of his attorney, Michael Cohen. One says attorney-client privilege is dead. White House correspondent Major Garrett on the furious response.
President Trump lashed out at Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his expanding Russia investigation after a Monday meeting with top military officials.
It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for.
One of the FBI raids took place on the 23rd floor of 30 Rockefeller Plaza at the law firm where Cohen had been working. Cohen's personal residence at Trump Park Avenue was subject to the search, as was a third location, a Loews Regency Hotel in New York City, where Cohen had been staying.
They find no collusion, and then they go from there and they say, well, let's keep going. And they raid an office of a personal attorney early in the morning.
CBS's Jeff Pagaz has more on what's been seized.
Investigators found emails, financial documents, and some client communications possibly involving President Trump. We're told that Cohen is under investigation for possible bank fraud, campaign finance violations, and other potential crimes connected to the 2016 election. Cohen paid $130,000 to porn star Stormy Daniels, who alleged that she had an affair with President Trump, but he is also under scrutiny in connection with the Russia investigation.
Mr. Trump spoke about that payment last week for the first time, saying he had no knowledge of it. Also commanding the president's attention now is Syria in the wake of the suspected chemical attack last weekend. Let's check in live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The president made his remarks about Michael Cohen and Robert Mueller while top military advisors sat around the cabinet room table. They had gathered to discuss what to do about Saturday's attack in Syria. Mr. Trump said it will be met forcefully.
When, I will not say, because I don't like talking about timing.
But the sense is a U.S.-led strike is imminent. It would follow what Mr. Trump did last year after a sarin gas attack. The president has said he wants to pull U.S. troops fighting ISIS out of Syria quickly. The White House says that goal and the deterrence of chemical weapons use are not mutually exclusive. Key questions for the White House: will a strike be effective? And might it further escalate tensions between the U.S. and Assad's main benefactor, Russia? Yesterday, President Trump said Vladimir Putin may bear responsibility for Syrian chemical attacks. And if so, he too will pay a price. Steve?
An Iranian official visiting Syria says the airbase airstrike blamed on Israel will not go unanswered. Iranians train at the Syrian base and were among those killed. China's president's made a move to tamp down the trade tension between Beijing and Washington. Asia correspondent Ben Tracy says he's promised to cut China's auto import tariffs and ease other restrictions in the country's auto industry.
There still are these threats of tariffs and a trade war. But this is a signal at least that China is sending, saying, we have some things we can talk about here. We have some things we could fix.
China's auto tariffs were the subject of a tweet from President Trump just yesterday. Of the top 10 trending stories on Facebook this morning, CEO Mark Zuckerberg's upcoming congressional testimony isn't one of them. But CBS's Nancy Cordes says there's widespread interest in what he'll have to say about user information and privacy after admitting the data of 87 million users ended up in the hands of a political firm.
Zuckerberg will admit today, we didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. We have a responsibility to not just build tools, but to make sure those tools are used for good. Senators on the left and right want to know more today about the other companies that Facebook says may also have harvested personal information from some of its more than 2 billion users.
Well, 6 in 10 in a just-released CBS News poll have little to no confidence Facebook can protect personal information and prevent disinformation. And CBS's Anthony Salvanto tells us
a majority say more regulation, but specifically to try to keep their data safe. And it's important to say what we mean by safe here, whether or not it would be shared by people with whom you otherwise wouldn't choose to share it.
One of the victims of a poisoning that focused blame on the Kremlin is now out of the hospital. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
Out of the hospital, but Yulia Skripal is not completely out of the woods, says Dr. Christine Blanchard.
We have now discharged Yulia from Salisbury District Hospital. This is not the end of her treatment, but marks a significant milestone.
She says Yulia's father, former spy Sergei Skripal, continues to improve after his exposure to a military-grade nerve agent, but experts warn both may be left with permanent damage, and the diplomatic shockwaves continue, with Russia threatening reprisals over what it calls the unjustified accusation that it ordered the attack. Steve?
All six people on board were killed when a small plane crashed at a golf course in Scottsdale, Arizona. No one was on the course at the time. The cause of the crash under investigation. A big money payment has been raised as an issue in Bill Cosby's second sex assault trial. Question is it symbolic of the accuser's greed, as the defense suggests, or a potential sign of guilt?
This morning, it's Tom Mesereau's turn, Cosby's powerhouse attorney known for helping high-profile people accused get acquitted. Late yesterday, the jury of 12 heard opening statements for just over an hour from the prosecution, and for the first time, it was revealed Cosby paid his accuser, Andrea Constand, more than $3 million in 2006. But the document states that Cosby denies all liability, wrongdoing, and fault. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Government health officials have placed new restrictions on a permanent contraceptive implant. It's called Esure, and the metal implant has sparked reports of painful complications from thousands of women. A risk list will have to be seen and signed by the patient and doctor before it can be prescribed. If there were an Olympics of TV watching, Americans would be taking home the gold, as we hear from CBS's Jim Shenavy.
The U.S. has been losing ground on a number of fronts when it comes to world rankings, but not when it comes to TV viewing. There, America is number one. According to Eurodata TV Worldwide, U.S. residents average 4 hours, 3 minutes of TV viewing daily. Canada was virtually tied with the U.S. at the top, followed by European viewers at 3 hours 49 minutes a day, Russia and Brazil rounding out the top five. If you consider all TV viewers around the world, we're talking nearly 3 hours in front of the tube each day. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
A woman wanted on a theft charge in Maine had the audacity to apply for a job at a jail in New Hampshire. When the interviewer found out, the 31-year-old woman was then put behind bars at the place where she sought to work. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.